Look at you. Are you glad to hear your cage opening up for you? You've been in there with that blindfold on for hours now. I bet you're glad to hear your owner's voice, aren't you, bitch? Come here. Don't flinch. You're gonna need your collar and leash tonight. There we go. That seems nice and tight. Hard to breathe. Good. Now, before I take off your blindfold, there are some rules we have for tonight. First, you shall address me only as goddess. Do you understand? Yes, what? Second, I have a lovely gentleman with me here tonight. He's handsome, smart, talented, wealthy, achieved. Everything you, sorry excuse for a husband, aren't. Yes, he's in the room right now. You are to address him only as a master, unless I say otherwise. All right, my disgusting little piggy, do you want to see again? Do you want to see who you'll be entertaining tonight? Again, address me properly. There you go. You'd think you'd remember 2 seconds after I told you. I guess I expected too much of you, didn't I? You can't even call me by my right fucking name. You're pathetic. Come here, Daddy. Come spit on my fuck pet for me, will you? It'll probably do him some good. Oh, but wait. The blindfold. You're still shocked every time I bring a man to torment you, aren't you? At how different they are from you. Your master here, the man that just spit on your face, he's my real type. Strong, masculine. He makes me so happy. Thanks, baby. You, on the other hand, are something that I do my best with. Whenever I'm with you, I have to just manage as well as I can with what I've been dealt. A stupid, disgusting pig. Unless you're being humiliated or hurt or out of my fucking way, I don't want to see you. I certainly don't want to be seen with you. Oh, did those words hurt? Did what I say hurt your little feelings? I bet you wish you were a strong husband that never cried, but look at you now, groveling at my feet like an animal, sobbing your little eyes out. You know what? You really are a pig. Oink for me. Oink, pig. Good. Now bury your face into the floor and keep oinking. Crawl around for your goddess and master. Isn't he pathetic, Daddy? Look at how stupid he is. I couldn't resist showing him to you. Do you want to spank him? He'll probably squeal like a little fuck pig as well. Won't you, little piggy? Are you gonna squeal for your master? Get over his knee. Oh, you look miserable. You should be smiling, pig. I'm your goddess. I let you out of your cage. I'm actually playing with my stupid cuck. And you get to bend over your master's lap and feel him spank you. Hit him 20 times for that. Do you feel how hard he's hitting you? He's so muscular. So strong. I bet you like the feeling of his firm hands on you, don't you? Thank him. Thank him after every single one. That's better. Embracing your cuckdom. Perfect. Back on the floor, pig. You know I can't help but think that you still aren't grateful for this. Are you? Oh, you are? Well, then why aren't you on your knees kissing our feet like you should be? It's too late now. Maybe we should just put you back in your cage. Tie your blindfold nice and tight, maybe leave you without dinner for the night. How would that sound? You obviously don't want to be here. I own you, and you can't even spare a second to worship me for all I do for you. If you're sorry, don't just say it. Beg for it. Beg to kiss me and your master's feet. You can do better than that. Impress me. Be poetic. If you really loved me, it wouldn't be that hard. I might just throw you out on the street at this point, honestly. That's better. All right. I give you permission. Kiss. Lick. Prove to me that you know how much a privilege this is to you. That's nice. Do you like this, Daddy? Getting a foot job from my pet? Thank you. I like to think he's not completely worthless. He has a mouth and an ass and... I almost forgot. You know what else he has? A locked up little dick. I bet you're dying to get out of that cock cage. Aren't you, you nasty foot bitch? Do you want to be reminded of how small and wimpy your cock is? All right. Daddy, here's his key. Why don't you do the honors? And show him yours as well. I want to see the look on his face when he sees what'll be fucking me tonight. And he'll never be able to compare. If I even ever let him fuck me again. Ah, oh, look at that. What is that? It's gotta be at least a 3-inch difference. Maybe 4. And look, your master's cock is so thick. And hard. That'll stretch me out so much. Oh, I might cry from euphoria. I've never done that with you. This is a real cock. What you have is just a fucking swollen clit or something. It's disgusting. Just like you. Oink, oink, piggy. Tell him how much better he is than you. Tell him that you know you would never amount to him. Worship his body. Put a hand around his cock. Feel how strong it is. Imagine if you had that. Imagine if you had muscles and ass like your master. I might consider fucking you then, you know. But inside, you'd still just be a pig. Now get the fuck off. It's time for your goddess and master to fully enjoy each other's bodies. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy. I've been waiting to feel your huge cock in me all night. Oh, I'm so wet. Let's see how fast I can get to the edge with a real cock. Oh, fuck. This is how you make love. Oh. Daddy, come on my chest. Please. Please, Daddy. I can feel you twitching inside of me. Yes! Yes! All over me! Oh. Now, slave, come here. Yes, up. Look at my tits. Look at how beautiful they are. Imagine having the privilege to feel them, to grope them, suck them, bite them. Imagine how they would feel in your hands. Soft, sexy. No, pig. Animals like you don't get that privilege. All you're going to do is lick your master's cum off of me. No hands. No enjoyment. Just the taste of another man's cum and my skin. Go on now. That feels nice. You know what else? How about you clean up his cock as well? Look at it, it's still practically dripping. And take it from me, having his cock in your mouth is a blessing. Was that too far for you? Daddy, hit him. Punch him right in the gut. Licking up some cum doesn't seem so bad anymore, does it? How do you like to be kicked in the balls, pig? Oh, does that sound painful? Too bad. Oh, look at you, writhing around on the floor. Get the fuck up and lick your master's cock. Yeah, you'd better fucking look like you enjoy that. Good. Now say that you love his cum, that you love the taste, the texture, the feeling of his cock, and thank him. Kiss it. Kiss his legs, his feet. Keep going until I'm convinced that you're grateful. Say that you're just a disgusting pig for us to enjoy. That you're honored that we pay you any mind at all. What do you think, Daddy? Has he humiliated himself enough for tonight? I'm not quite satisfied. I think this little piggy still needs to come. Come here, slave. Grind against my foot. Fuck it like you would a pussy if you had the privilege. Slide your tiny, pathetically hard cock over my feet until you come. Then back into your cage you'll go. Go on. Faster. Just like that. That's it. Moan against me like the helpless creature you are. Close your eyes. Do what you need to do to get to the edge. Whether that's fantasizing about romance or what I think is more likely, imagining me throwing you around like a rag doll, helpless and pathetic. You really are fucked up, aren't you? Are you there? Are you on the edge? Ask permission. Do you want to come, pig? Do you want to come for your goddess? Thank me again. Come for me. Now, pig. Good job. Now clean it up. Yes, with your mouth, idiot. clean it up while you still have all that orgasmic euphoria in your bones. Good boy. Now come here. Get in your cage. Go on. And while you have a good night's sleep here at the foot of my bed, your master and I will be enjoying our night together, right above you, out of sight. Good night, pig.